And we'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before. They are returning back, bringing comedy and music back to the Northwest Indiana area. They've been gone, of course, a little bit during the COVID thing. Last time we had them on, they were talking about the Mascot Hall of Fame. But it's the Tom Foolery Fun Club. And we'd like to welcome Tom Bielak and Miss Michelle Bisco to Art on the Air Spotlight. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Welcome. Welcome. We should say comedy, music, and magic, right?
Sometimes magic, sometimes musical comedy, sometimes improv, sometimes we don't even know what's going to happen.
So exciting.
A little bit of everything, a little bit of tomfoolery for sure.
Well, that's great. Well, tell us a little bit for our audience who may not be familiar with Tom Foolery Fun Club. Tell us just a little bit about what it's about, what you're doing, what you have been doing, and what's coming up. And then we'll talk a little bit about what you guys are individually doing.
Awesome. Well, Tom Foolery Fun Club is it's a comedy-based variety show. We've been doing shows for almost 8 years now, and our shows consist of various forms of comedy, primarily stand-up, but some improv, sketch, musical, magical comedy. And we mix in live music from various genres, jazz, blues, rock, some cover, and a lot of original things, too. So it's a something different every time.
And what are some of the venues that you've been playing at?
Wow, we've been kind of all around. Our home base where we started is Langle's Pizza in Highland. And we've been to the Roxy Theater in Lockport, Illinois, the Auric Shrine in Michigan City, Indiana. We've also been to several, you know, sort of different venues that are restaurants with kind of side rooms and things like that. But we've kind of been coming back in some of our same old haunts, our same old places, but we'll see another new place in December, the Halls of Justice in Crown Point.
And what will you be doing at that one?
We will have one of our tomfoolery shows, right, Tom?
Absolutely. That'll be a nice mix of comedy and live music. Actually, we have some newer comedians that haven't been in our shows before that'll be joining us for that event, and also some returners. Our quote-unquote headline act will be the Famous Brothers. These are three very unique individuals. You know, they say that they were born and inbred to perform. They reside in a place called Monkey's Crevice, West Virginia, and they drive around in the school bus. And intermittently, it breaks down right in front of our venue, wherever we're performing, and they join us, and they sing, and they joke. And they drink beer, and they're very, very entertaining.
So did they find you, or did you find them?
Oh, gosh. You know, that's an interesting story, how we found them. Like most of the entertainers who've joined us, they came to us from a referral. Actually, when we were first starting to do the Tom Foolery Fun Club, the Famous Brothers were referred to Michelle and I. Michelle and me from a gentleman by the name of Ed Smarin, who is our photographer and also performs in some of our shows. And we called the Famous Brothers, and they performed, and they've been with us, I don't know, 5 or 6 times over the last 8 years. But they do a great job, and they're just a lot of fun.
So now you just had, I think on November 13th, you had at the Roxy Theater, the 70s Heroes of Rock. How did that production go?
Oh, that's outstanding. Skip Kraparis is a one-man show for sure. He's a singer, an impressionist, a comedian. I guess if you're familiar with movies, Skip played the role of Monty the Color Man in the movie Major League. He was okay. Bob Meeker's the Color Man. He also sang back up to Olivia Newton-John, was a member of, New Colony 6. He was a member of that band for a period of time. Very entertaining. He takes you through the history of rock and roll, and this particular show takes you through the 70s and performs snippets of many of the popular songs, and really does a great job.
Real quick, what do we have in 2022 looking forward?
We'll be heading back to our old stomping ground, Langle's Pizza in Highland, for our 8th anniversary show. We're still working on the exact date for that. But we love going back there. The energy is so good there. In fact, Michelle, I know we'll agree. Probably our best shows ever have been at Langle's. It's a small room, very tight, but people love going back there and eating that delicious Langle's pizza. and just having a great time.
Back to the Mascot Hall of Fame. How did that work out?
Yeah, that was our first show back from a post-COVID, so to speak. Actually, it still was kind of COVID. Somewhat of a unique venue. It was our first time there. And the show was good. I just think the energy was a little different. It was a little off from what we're used to. And Michelle and I have kind of talked about this a little bit too, is the audience's reactions and how
more
people
reserved.
How people yeah. behave in general. Not that there was any bad behavior, but it's just a little bit of a different vibe as people get used to going out again. So we've learned a lot from that.
Well, real quick, we have only about a minute left, and we want to leave you time to tell us about the show again. Tom, you just recently had a new endeavor job-wise that's not Tom Foolery. Tell us briefly about that.
Well, the people I work with may say it's foolery. I took the executive director position at the Hobart Chamber of Commerce, and I work with small businesses, help them in a variety of different ways, promoting their business, help with marketing, various types of support. If we can't help you directly, we usually find somebody that can.
And Miss Michelle, you just changed things from your job that you did 3 years ago.
Yes, it's in the same stream, the same vein. I do educational consulting. So I opened a company and I'm doing some educational consulting with some districts around the area.
Excellent. So coming on December 4th at the Hall of Justice in Crown Point, Tom Foolery Fun Club returns in Crown Point. Tom, Michelle, thank you so much for coming on Art of the Year Spotlight.
Thanks, Larry. Thank Esther. Thank you for
always
having me.
Always great to really see you.
Thank you. Me. We always enjoy it. Thank you.
You guys are great.